Okay, I'm going to have you exhale and breathe out.
Better than yesterday, for sure.
And the pain on a scale of 1 to 10 in your lungs?
2.
And on the same scale, if you weren't trying to put on some sort of macho male bravado?
Doc, seriously, it's a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Look, when can I get out of here?
Well, let's see, Deputy Marshal. You arrived unresponsive, hardly breathing, had to be carried in. You were unconscious for 72 hours, suffered minor damage to airways and lungs, and caustic chemical irritation around your eyes. Why, I'll sign your release papers now. Where's my pen?
Perfect.
I was joking.
Yeah, Doc. Well, I'm not. My time is limited. I have 2, maybe 2.5 more months, if I'm lucky, to hunt this bastard down. And now they've gone and pissed me off.
I will not discharge you, Deputy Marshal.
Nor will you keep me here while I have a target on my back.
Guys!
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, Zeke has appointed his team as round-the-clock guards for while you were here. Just so happens that Dan and Dave Biggs have this shift. Now, what was it you were saying, Deputy Marshal, about Wayne Gretzky not being all that great?
Oh, Doc, that's just 40 shades of wrong.
Now, we can go about this one of two ways, Deputy. Way number one, you let me finish examining you stem to stern. If I'm happy with your progress, I'll discharge you on light duty. 2. You evoke your right to decline medical care and release yourself against my orders. Boys, what was that thing you got arrested for in Christchurch last year?
Cross-checking.
Your move, Deputy.
I hate you, Doc.
Music to my ears. Hey, boys, why don't you wait in the hallway and I'll call you if he wants to debate the Maple Leaves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, look at the tip of my pen and follow with your eyes only.
So the analysis on the chemical that did this to me, it come back from Christchurch yet?
Not as far as I'm aware. Thankfully, whatever it was, it didn't affect anybody else. Look up. Tilt your head back so I can look up in your nostrils. Thank you. It's good. The hazmat team contained it pretty quickly and move over there, thank you. And A4 reopened a few hours after Zeke got you there. Any irritation in your nostrils when you inhale deep?
No.
I'm going to listen to your lungs for a bit. Take deep breaths and hold till I say in. And exhale. In. And exhale. All right, Mr. Marlowe. I'm going to go ahead and discharge you. However, I'm serious when I say light duty. And if you should feel any dizziness, severe irritation of your lungs or in your nose, I want you back here immediately.
I understand, Doc.
Go ahead and put your shirt back on and wait in my office. You have a visitor in there waiting to see you. I'll finish with the discharge form and get you in a few.
Visitor? Yeah, sure. Kendra!
Oh, Bass, I'm happy to see that you're back on your feet. Are you feeling better?
Much, much better. Dr. Ambrose, he gave me a clean bill of health, and I was just going to get back to it. But have you been waiting here very long?
I came in around 5:30 while you were still asleep. I just pulled an all-nighter. Julian told me to take a nap in his office, and that he'd let me know when you were up.
Have you been here for 3 hours?
I wanted to make sure I was, well, that when you got up, you saw me.
Oh, I'm really glad you did.
I'm sure you heard the evidence you had is missing.
Yeah, Zeke told me yesterday when he stopped by, said my desk was picked through, and that an item I left was missing. He also said the camera mysteriously stopped working just as the alarm started. Somebody must have found it and deactivated it.
Oh, Bass, I'm so sorry.
No need to be. It was a ruse.
Oh.
I have copies of everything. I worried that maybe something like this might happen.
Bass, Do you want me to get you some water, or are you sure you're okay?
I'm good, yeah. I'm fine, thanks. Right as rain.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if you recall, there was a dinner we had plans for before. I'd like, oh, when you're better and healthy and, okay.
I was thinking like 1800 tonight, because I don't really want to miss that dinner.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, your office again?
How would you feel about we try the galley? You think you're up for that yet?
I don't know if,
only if you're comfortable.
I guess part of baby steps are steps. Okay, sure. The galley.
Okay, fantastic. I'll see you there.
Bass?
Yeah.
I'm really happy you're better.
Thank you, Kendra. And I'm really, really appreciative of you stopping by. It means a lot.
Happy to. Okay, bye.
See you tonight.
All right, Deputy Marshal. Against my better judgment, I'm going to give you your walking papers, but I want you to keep in mind the conditions I've set.
Haven't forgotten, Doc.
I also want you to take this. It's an emergency inhaler. You'll only need it for a week or so. If you find it difficult to breathe, use this, and it will help open your airway.
Understand? Oh, hey, Doc, thanks for letting Kid... I mean, Dr. Jennings use your office for a few hours.
Few hours? For the first 2 days you were here and unconscious, she was practically living out of my office. She wanted to be close to you. None of my business, but medical diagnosis is that she may have some feelings for you, moronic decisions about his own health and all.
Well, okay. Thanks, Doc. And thanks for this.
Recording stopped.
Idea how good it is to hear the sound of your voice, son. How's your airbag?
Sore, Charlie. Slight burning sensation when I breathe deep. My head is throbbing a bit, and I feel like puking every 45 minutes or so.
So, let me guess. You've checked yourself out of the station hospital against doctor's orders.
Well, I wouldn't say exactly.
Damn it, Bass. You seriously haven't learned a thing since Cincinnati, have you?
This situation is night and day different than Cincinnati.
I'll say. Back then, you had fewer donkey brains than you do now.
Always the charmer, Charlie.
Well then, let me give you the good news. Portions of the NSF are pushing back against Bolo, citing the attempt on your life as a direct result of them expediting the investigation unduly. The two had it out, and surprisingly, the NSF won.
That's unexpected.
Well, it helped when the marshal's office said they would send down half a dozen more deputies and go public on the attempted murder, non-disclosure agreement or not. Changed the whole ball game.
I wondered why they kept sending me emails. Reminded me about the liability waiver I'd signed. And here I thought they were just no class pieces of shit.
Bottom line, you should start seeing a lot more support provided to you than before. I'm sure the station manager will make some half-assed effort. I understand he's a piece of work. You make sure he puts his whole ass in. You hear me, Bass?
Oh, I'm going to love that.
Okay, Bass. I'm going to be flying back to Honolulu later this week. Meetings and reviews in D.C. went much better than anticipated. But I want you to keep better watch down there, you hear me?
I know, Charlie. I know. Whoever this killer is, I've rattled their cage. They messed up. And now they'll be even more dangerous than before.
The most dangerous creature is...
one that is cornered.
That's my boy. You heal up, son.
said they saw her on the horizon.
It might just be another false alarm.
Come on, everybody. Five highly probable sightings in the last 2 days. You heard Topper. He said the winds were shifting to head back from the Thiel Mountains. The Thiel Mountains, which, as we all know, is where she lives.
Yeah.
Is that her? Over there.
Oh, binoculars, people. Eye sharp.
Mr. Todd, what's going on?
Oh, Deputy Marshal, glad to see you back and bipedal. We've heard that Peppermint may be back.
Peppermint? Who's that?
Not a who.
Keep watching down there, Hawkeye. Peppermint the Divine and Generous.
Is this one of those Dungeons and Dragons live-action Second Life wizard make-believe groups?
A LARP.
Beg pardon?
LARP. Live-action role-playing. What you just described, and... No, sadly, this is not it. Wainwright would not support it. Close-minded individual. No, this is real life, Deputy Marshal. Peppermint is real.
Could somebody please explain?
Well, allow me. It all began, they say, 15 years ago, back during the dark times, before Star Trek shows returned to our airwaves. Dark times. And when Hannah Montana was first being inflicted upon us.
I swear, one day I'll learn about asking. Keep going.
Winter is coming.
Copyright.
Was coming. Stronger winds than any had seen before were reported. The veil of darkness was creeping slowly towards the station, and Cargo DeWaltz struggled with... Oh, Emery! Enough with the pan flute, huh?
It sets the mood, Lord of the Lore. Come on.
How about you set the mood and your eyes on the horizon and keep watching for her? Besides, rather offensive to the Indigenous Americans, don't you think?
Oh, not at all. I read message boards and SJW rants. This wasn't Native American. It was written by my Canadian cousin Maddie. Everybody loves Maddie.
Oh, yeah. I love Canadian Maddie. Cool cat, great baritone voice, super friendly. He's got that podcast and that rap album.
It's very good.
It's not
bad. High ratings.
Oh, anyway, just watch the horizon, okay? Sam Fair.
Sam Fair. Also, a white European, so still no cultural appropriation here. Suck it, redhead bitches. Bunch of recreational offense Googlers. Google.
Google. Where was I?
Upvote!
Cargo DeWalt struggled to get the pallets and supplies secured before the shroud of winter and darkness enveloped the station. The way the story has been passed down, one of the DeWalts made an innocent comment. He looked into the coming winds and said, "I wish we could get this over with," and whoosh!
Whoosh.
No, more. Whoosh. A sudden gust of furious wind, more significant, faster than any felt that day, came from the mountains and ripped dozens of cargo tarps off of their pallets. The tarps, large and dark tan in color, stayed low to the ground. They said it looked like a stampede of wild animals racing down the ice runway. The wind slowly died, like it left to follow the stampede. The DeWalt who made the wish looked up and saw an enormous tarp. It was swirling atop that hill right there closest to us, almost as if dancing, thanking the Cargo DeWalt for freeing her. Thank you. The DeWalt's name has been lost to us through the decade of time. But, he said, he looked up and saw that tarp become what looked exactly like, uncannily, a giant caribou.
Peppermint!
A cargo tarp that looked like a giant caribou.
Peppermint!
So this is a religious thing?
Oh, not at all, Deputy Marshal. This isn't oppressive at all. It's a spiritual experience.
It's a bit, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Oh, trust us, we know. Every year, as the cloak of winter begins to approach, on the horizon, sometimes as the wind shifts from the fields, you may catch a glimpse of her on the horizon. If you are truly blessed, she grants you a wish.
Like a genie?
No, man, like a caribou.
Peppermint.
Tell him the name, Chris.
Funny how you can look with your mouth when you're not using your eyes to scan the horizon, Em. We don't want to miss her. Each season, a small group of true believers gather to keep a watch, act as sentry, and wait for her return. We all here are the personhood of the divine wind-dancing caribou spirit.
Peppermint.
Okay. I'm gonna go back in now. But hey, fantastic tale and excellent presentation. Mr. Waterman, I love the pan flute. Excellent playing. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, okay?
Oh, well, you know, thanks, man. I like to play. You know, if you ever should need some pan flute in your life, recreation.
So yeah, I'm gonna go back inside now.
Of course, yeah. It's pan flute. this direction's clear. No sign, guys.
Wind is picking up in Section 9!
Keep watching, people.
Absolutely something in the water.
Recording stopped.
The ice caves? Not much to see in there. Just a glorified maintenance tunnel.
Yeah, I've heard. But there was something that Wainwright was worried about people seeing down there. I overheard him on the phone when the trolls were here. He also referenced them in the emails Dr. Rodney hid. There must be a connection.
Man, you just got let go from Club Med 5 hours ago. You sure you up for this?
I'm good, Zeke. I'm good. Thanks to...
Yeah. No time for the mushy-mush stuff, okay? Just need to grab my cold weather gear and radio.
All right. Let's go.
I'll suit up and radio in.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
Is that the resilient Deputy Marshal Marlowe I hear? Glad to see you didn't go towards the light.
Franklin.
So, what's this I hear about somebody trying to take you out? Chemical attack or some such?
I've had people try to kill me before, Franklin. I'm not rattled. Just,
Vengeful. Angry.
What the fuck? I don't know how you're doing that with your voice. But I need to focus and stay on assignment here. I can't believe I'm considering this. As a demon, you're advising me to what?
Ready to unleash your wrath. Oh, good times. Nothing like making them pay for what they did, eh? Eye for an eye. Old Testament style. You know, before the Almighty started listening to marketing focus groups. Go on, Bass. Knock them down, and make them drink whatever compound they tried to inflict.
Yeah, that's not how the law works these days. We arrest, try and prosecute. I'm not going to enact my own sentence. Not my place to punish, just enforce. Now, where is that little angel that appears on this shoulder to tell me to be a good boy and play by the rules?
This whole enlightened... You humans are horrible at repressing your true nature. You need to let it glow if you're going to hunt. Really hunt. Really put yourself in the killer's shoes, or boots, or whatever the footwear they're favoring. Put them on. Your killer is out there. They know they messed up. They botched it. Now they'll need to pick up their game. Don't let them. Find them. Find them and...
Okay, lawman. I suited up... Hey! We talked about this, man. Don't listen to devil eggs. Do not engage. Don't let them get into your head. Don't tell them about your childhood. Come on, man. It's exactly how Hannibal got to Jodie Foster.
Another time, Deputy Marshal Marlowe. Remember what I said. Do unto others before they do unto you.
Just one time. One time is all I want. I want to come down here without you running your mouth. Okay, lawman. Don't know what you're expecting to find down there, but if you have your heart set on it, I'll take you in.
I'll, you know, hold down the fort here. I'll just...
keep on shining.
Got to say, lawman, most people learn demons are real, they lose their shit. You're taking this pretty damn good.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. It's just that, these Mongolian artists, they do this form of throat singing. They can achieve very deep, strange, otherworldly kind of vocals. I'm still kind of processing it all. I know you think, and others think, he's a real demon. After what I just experienced, I'm just not at that point myself. Not yet.
Mongolian what now? Come on, man. You've been down here long enough now to see. This ain't like back in the world. We got next level dookie happening up in here. Use your own eyes, lawman. You saw what happened with him and Holy Water. You seen Alt-Right Sandra, and you said your recordings were all distorted, but nobody else's was. Bolo has got a count on every rivet, every coffee bean stole down here. They know when somebody uses too much toilet paper than they should be. And you think they don't know about Mephistopheles? Come on, man. You're smarter than that. An investigator, a lawman. You're also the most stubborn dude I ever met. But, no, you need to do your own math on that. Okay, yeah, I respect it. It's for Senor Diablo. He ain't going nowhere. He's on lockdown but good.
What does he do in that tube all day? Oh, hell. Stop thinking about that fool ass years ago. Besides, he can go back to his hellhole any damn time he wants. So he's not really stuck then?
Nope. The way he explains it, he can stay in that tube section for all eternity, or turn right back around and go back to hell. He's been holding out for option three since we locked his ass up in there.
Set him free?
Yeah, but that ain't gonna happen under my watch. It would take an army to get me to open up that damn cage.
So what happens when your contract ends? Or you decide to leave?
Man, it's down the road, lawman. Like my boy Luther said, here and now. R.I.P. player. All right, you ready?
I'm good.
Zeke here, Annie.
Go ahead, Chief.
Me plus one going in the tunnels. Should be about 30 minutes. We'll squawk clear when we're out.
Copy that, Chief. Tagging two for entering the tunnels. 14:20 hours with egress at 14:50 expected.
Follow me, lawman. It's pretty open down there, but there's a section two where you gotta squeeze through because of old pipes and access hatchways.
What's with the holes in the walls and stuff? Hold on a second. Sorry. Like some kind of shrine?
Yeah, a bunch of winterovers came up with it about 15 years back. Every year, people cut out a section and leave their little mark.
Is that a cake?
Yep. Temps down here go from 50 to 60 below. Cake, ice cream, hell, any food you put down here never get moldy.
I don't know if I'd go sampling it, but it won't go green on you. Huh. Puppets. I thought Nick was exaggerating, but there they are. Didn't think they'd be...
No way.
Don't be messing with them puppets. That is some bad hoodoo shit in there, lawman. See that one in the back? With the googly eyes. Richard Chasson. He's the worst. Punk-ass muppet gets in your head. Knows things. You keep away from him, lawman.
All right.
We'll just keep on walking.
That's right. Zeke, you should be afraid of me.
Man, ain't you never seen no Chucky movies? They'll probably cut out your kidneys while you were asleep, and you wake up in a bathtub of ice. Right? Uh-uh, man. Not happening. Not to this cat. No way. Freaky-ass Raggedy Andor.
Okay. We're good, Zeke. No more puppets.
I'm in your head.
Up ahead about 100 meters. Tunnels turn left.
You want to tell me what we're looking for down here?
Not sure. Something odd or out of place.
You down here in the freezing cold looking for something hell knows what, and you just hope when you see it you're gonna know it?
Yeah, more or less.
Damn it. Turn left.
Zeke, what's this sign here mean? South Pole Gravity Station. Oh, that's nothing, lawman. Used to be an old tunnel we blocked up 6 years ago. Some fool put that sign up as a joke. You know, it's the X-Files stuff civilization thinks we got down here. Keep aliens and zombie brains and Walt Disney. It's clowning. Interesting. Well, they say the best place to hide something... is in plain sight.
The hell?
Oh, man, you probably just hit an old pipe or something. Uh-huh. Tell me then, why is this wall of ice warm?
Oh, Bass. You feel that on your arms?
Yeah, like hairs raising.
Yeah, man. Me too.
Chief, come in.
Go ahead.
Chief, you're being instructed to exit the tunnels immediately. Dr. Wainwright's order.
Well, imagine that. Me plus one heading out. We'll squawk when we're clear.
Dr. Wainwright also instructs you to his office upon exit.
Give me that thing. Tell the good doctor that Deputy Marshal Marlowe will come to his office after we exit, in the spirit of our newly acknowledged partnership. Here you go. Notice that shut him up, right? Man, you enjoyed that way too much. Yeah, you're damn right.
All right! Tacos for lunch today! Winning!
And he just let it go?
Yeah. The NSF, and I'm sure Beauregard Loewing, didn't give him much choice. They're still worried about the murder attempt and the potential for the press getting involved. I mean, this cooperation won't last too long, but I figured for as long as it does...
Well, I hope you're careful.
I promise you, more so than ever.
Bass? Tell me about your wife.
Pardon?
It's just, well, I've noticed it's something you don't like, it's something you don't like to talk about. And you've told me before that you haven't, well, you said it's been 10 years since you spoke about it.
Kendra,
Baby steps? You've done so much for me, Bass. Are doing so currently.
I want to return the favor. If you're not comfortable, if now isn't the right time,
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. What would you like to know?
Oh, well, nothing too personal, of course. Just
okay.
Tell me about her.
We met about 15... No, God, it must be like 20 years ago now. I was this hot-headed little punk who was about to graduate from Glencoe down in Georgia. Glencoe is the U.S. Marshals Training Academy. Anyway, the night before the ceremony, some buddies and I decided to hit the town. It must have been the third bar of the evening. Off the highway 341, it's called Mulligan's now. Back then, I can't remember what it was called. We were young, ready to graduate the following day, prepared to change the world. And there she was. Long blonde hair, these deep green eyes. When the light hit her skin, it was almost like it glowed. She was so pretty. Prettiest thing I'd seen in my 25 years of age.
And so in a drunken fit of courage, you went up and hit on her.
No. She was too busy kicking these redneck guys' asses.
Oh, you're not serious.
I'm 100% serious. We walk in, and there's this 5'2" whirling dervish kicking the shit out of two 6'2", 250-pound rejects from Duck Dynasty. I didn't know where she learned it, but the woman could take care of business.
So, what happened next?
Well, the bouncers get the two rednecks out, more likely save them, because she'd already knocked one unconscious. Me being me, I walk up and introduce myself as a U.S. Deputy Marshal, which technically I wasn't for another 12 hours. I advised her I had to take her statement.
Oh, Bass, that's horrible.
So, she tells me what happened. The big one started getting handsy with her and her friends, and the even bigger one started in on it too. Then one of them commented about her supposed promiscuity, and that's when all hell was unleashed. So, I finish taking her statement, get her phone number, and tell her if I have more questions, I follow up.
So, you called her back a few days later?
No. I was called into the head instructor's office at 0500 the next morning. I got there and was smoked for 2 hours. Said I was impersonating a U.S. Marshal, using my non-existent authority hit on a young lady. Behavior unbecoming of a federal agent. I was sure he was going to pin the JFK assassination on me, too.
She called to complain?
No, she told the head instructor how cute I was and how much balls I had to do something like that to the head instructor's daughter. That's when I focus on his desk and saw the photographs of her. Well, needless to say, the old man took pity on me. No doubt because his daughter told him to. After I graduated, we started dating. Kept in touch, and a few years later...
On the horizon!
Is that her? Over there! Who has the binoculars?
Bass, what's going on?
Some spirit reindeer thing.
Oh, Peppermint.
Oh, God, not you too.
What? No, I... Bass, I'm a scientist. I don't go in for that stuff. It's a cute little tradition for when the tarp flies back around after catching the prevailing wind again. You're supposed to make a wish.
A wish?
Mm-hmm. That's the tradition. Just, you're here and the tarp is back. Play along. Baby steps.
This is ridiculous.
Bass, you need to learn to let your guard down now and again. Just play along.
Fine. A wish.
Damn it, Emery. If the flute wasn't acceptable, why would you think this is?
Gosh dang it, Chris. You can't let Reddit win this one. The whole lot of those people need to move out of mommy's basement already. You're gonna tell me how to write a series, you gaggle of entitled millennials?
Fine. Wish made. Nothing? Nothing. Thought so.
Oh, don't be such a grump, Bass. Just finish your pasta. And tell me more about her.
Oh, hey, guys. Dr. Jennings, Deputy Marshal.
Mr. Kelly.
Hi, Thomas. Come sit with us.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. While you were in the hospital, some packages came for you. They're being stored down in logistics. What do you need with so many water testing kits?
Son of a bitch.
Hi, friends. Brian Bradley here, creator of 90 Degrees South.
And I'm Trent Chemoy, voice actor for 90 Degrees South. We have a few announcements we want to share with all of you today.
First and foremost, we have been blown away by all the support everyone has shown our wacky little show.
Subscribes, listens, support, and comments on the socials, private messages saying how much the show means to you. It means even more to us.
Oh, no doubt. This show has been a labor of love in a way to make sure that the light of positivity remains lit in this world, even inside of these darkest of times. A good buddy of ours actually lit that initial spark, and we are honored to carry on that light through this show.
We also wanted a way to have the fans hold on to part of the show and be involved. So?
We got merch!
If you go to our show's homepage, 90degreespodcast.com, that's the number 90 and then the words, Degrees Podcast, all smushed together, .com, you'll see a link that will take you to our storefront.
Pull Mart.
Great name. Here you'll find all the merchandise you could ever want. T-shirts, hoodies, stickers, onesies, mugs, bumper stickers, and so much more. Sport some merch to support your friends on the ice and promote the show through the sick swag you'll get.
We're also happy to announce that 90 Degrees South has its own Patreon. If you go to our show's website, you'll see a link that will take you to Patreon, where you can also show your support and get items and perks exclusive to Patreon members. Bloopers, alt takes, outtakes, enamel pins, signed scripts, and a shout out on the show itself. Check it out by typing in 90 Degrees South in Patreon's search field or visiting 90degreessouth.com.
That's it from us knuckleheads today, but on behalf of both of us, as well as the other voice actors, thank you all for the love and support, the likes and the listens, the tweets and the passing along the show by word of mouth. It can be just as potent as a marketing campaign and helps us keep going.
Thank you. Now, back to our outro, man.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.